If I can get my stuff rolling here, my apologies on that. We're very happy to be joined by Father Mark McDonald and Irene Diaz-Gil this morning. First and foremost, Father McDonald, how are you?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for having us.
Well, we are certainly happy to have you with us here. Irene, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I do want to make sure I'm saying that right. It is Irene, correct?
That's fine, yes. Irene.
Irene, okay. Almost nailed it. I was feeling really good today.
I was on too much of a roll.
Well, we are so happy to have you here with us, obviously talking about the Christmas Serenade, which is coming up this weekend, well, to really kick off the weekend. And Father McDonald, I want to start with you here. For those who aren't familiar with this particular event, can you kind of walk us through what exactly is going to be going on Friday night?
So this is the 7th annual Christmas Serenade, and we're really excited to offer this to the community. It is an opportunity for people in the community to come and experience the music of the season, both secular and sacred. We have a variety of folks coming in from ESU, from other churches in the community, and other talented individuals in the community who come and play musical instruments. They're singing. There is a poetry reading by Marsha Lawrence. There is just all the things that bring us into that spirit of the season. And it is a beautiful evening. We're just so excited to be able to present it again to the community this year.
Irene, what specific music selections are going to be part of this?
Oh, so many. One of the highlights for me is there will be a chamber orchestra, and we're going to play Winter from the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, and with Ramiro on solo violin. And not a lot of people know this, but there is poetry to the Four Seasons. There is a poem for every season, and so we will have that poetry recited as well.
Wow, good deal. What does it take and Irene, I'll start with you on this, but what does it take from your perspective to get everybody all organized and the forces marshaled here for the Christmas Serenade as it now gets rooted on the calendar as a community tradition?
It takes quite a bit of work, but it's all worth it, yeah. So I'm just, reaching out to musicians I know that, are interested in performing for this concert that is all about the Christmas spirit, and nobody gets paid here, so it's all about sharing this this time together, just for Christmas, and there are so many people that come and that they know about this event, and so they make sure to be there. But we are also inviting everyone who, if you've never been to this, I'm sure that you will enjoy it. Some more things that are happening besides, I talked about the chamber orchestra. We'll also have a bell choir from the First Methodist Church. We'll have some singers like Andrea Garitano and Sarah Bays, Bob Hazelhoon. And then we'll have the ESU faculty jazz combo. And then there is a tradition that we have. The last group is always the Nuts and Crackers. We play a little bit of pop music for Christmas.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Father Mark, from your perspective here, what does it mean for you to see this, continue to grow and develop here? And I want to ask you two separate questions. So I'm going to start and I'm going to stop with that particular question. But what does it mean for you to see this particular event grow and develop here during the holidays?
I can't tell you how excited I am that Irene and Ramiro have continued to help us to provide this for the community. This started 7 years ago when Provost David Cordell's spouse, Pam Cordell, actually got the ball rolling. And, of course, they have since moved away to Georgia. But after they left, I was worried that we weren't going to be able to continue because I didn't have all the connections that Pam had, and Irene and Ramiro have stepped up and have really made this happen. And the fact that we can offer this to the community, it's just been such a blessing, not only to those who come, but also to our own parish. And afterwards, also, we have this fabulous Christmas reception with mulled wine and hot cider and hot chocolate and all kinds of sweets and savories. And it's lovely just to be able to gather in fellowship with those who want to stay afterwards and share together. It's just it's a wonderful evening. And if you've never been, you need to come and experience it.
The other question I was going to ask you is really from the church's perspective on ministry and fellowship and just basically community engagement here with an activity like this right in the middle of the holiday season.
Yeah, it everybody is extremely busy, of course. I really feel, honestly, for Irene and Romero, who are trying to wrap up things at ESU this time of year, and it's an extra burden for them. But you know, there's such a sense of how important this is and how important it is to the community. And our parish stands behind it 100%. We are, again, we're just so excited to be able to share this as a gift to the community. And, you know, being here on Main Street, it's being in the heart of town. We try to make sure that we are connecting constantly with our community and with those around us. With different downtown events, and this is just one more way that we are trying to reach out to the community to allow them to experience the gift of the beauty of our space, first of all, and also the awesome acoustics that we have in our space, but then also just the spirit of the season. And one thing that we do also is we conclude our evening with a couple carols that everyone gets to sing, which is sort of nice as well. So it's sort of like our gift of love to the Emporia community.
Outstanding. Well, Father, again, let us know the details here, the when and the where for the big Christmas serenade.
Yes, sir. The Christmas serenade this Friday, the 16th, the 9th. Oh, my gosh. The 9th.
You're okay.
at 7 p.m., and we do encourage people not to wait till 7 to show up, because sometimes we're pretty crowded. So I encourage people to come early, get a seat, and come and just be ready to enjoy.
Outstanding. And Irene, again, what can folks enjoy here as they attend the concert?
There will be classical music, there will be jazz, and there will also be something for children. So I encourage families to bring children along. As everybody enjoys Christmas music, but there was also a short little story recited with some musical effects. I'll leave it there, a surprise for you to come.
Outstanding.
Could I add one more piece?
Yes, please do.
It is free to the community. There's no charge. This year we added a component where if people would like to donate, we'll have some baskets out. The donations this year are being designated for Bloom House Youth Shelter. And so again, that's another way people can give back to the community. They come and they experience the joy and the generosity of this gift, then they can give, and they can give back and help youth who are in need through Bloom House Youth Shelter. So that's just another way to do it. But it is free to the community, and we encourage everyone to come.
Outstanding. Well, Father, thanks so much for joining us. Irene, thank you very much for joining us here today. And hope you have, I know there's a lot of different things that are happening here this weekend, but hope you have the church full for the big concert coming up Friday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, Father Mark McDonald joining us, and also Irene Diaz-Gil joining us, talking about the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church Christmas Serenade coming up tomorrow. Don't forget that we've got the ESU Buzz tomorrow morning. This will be at 8:20 here on KVUE and KVUE.com. The way it sounds, it'll be more on the reinvestment process through Emporia State University. And then after that, we'll have the monthly J&J Show with Emporia Police Officers Jaffer Aga and J.T. Clarins in studio with us. That'll be around 8:40 to 8:45 tomorrow morning here on KVUE and KVUE.com. So that's all coming up. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker or the morning show lineup of activities, call us 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com.
Well, and once again, the Newsmaker 2 this morning has been brought to you by State Farm agent Pete Euler and 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call 620-342-6272 for a quote today. Yeah, Chuck, that is shaping up to be a great way to start off the weekend here, that
Agreed.
Christmas ceremony.